Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I'm going to go straight to Dingle and Dangany Cush. Chef Nicky Foley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good. A beautiful day down there, is it?
The sun is shining. This beautiful, Brendan. Yeah, thank God.
So you run Solas Tapas Bar there in Dingle, and because it's like Spain here right now, you're going to tell us today how to do some DIY tapas at home. So Solas is on the go since 2018. Have you got Spanish credentials? You don't sound Spanish.
I'm definitely not. I'm a Dacia man. No. I spent 5 years over in Spain when I was a bit younger. Yeah, so that's my Spanish roots.
Okay. So explain, for anyone who doesn't know, the idea of tapas and why is it such a great way to eat, which I think it is a great way to eat.
Yeah, it's lovely because it kind of breaks that monopoly of when you come into a restaurant where you have a set starter, main and dessert. This is all about sharing small plates. It's going back to that old school thing of breaking bread at the table and everybody sharing everything. So I think it's a lovely way. And you get to taste all the different little flavours of all the different dishes and everything.
Totally. And you're making the restaurant work. Like, so you can make yourself a dinner at home, like, whereas you get 10 different tasty bites when you're out. Like, is
100%. Yeah. And it doesn't have that rigid feel to it either, Brendan, you know? Yeah. The stuffiness.
Did you have to sell people on the idea of this in 2018? Because we weren't as sophisticated back then, so we weren't.
No, we definitely weren't. I remember, Brendan, standing on the pass looking out at the restaurant and seeing people get up and leave because they didn't have any mashed potato with their dinner. and they were wondering why the plates were so small. They forgot, Brendan, that they weren't main course prices either.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes people go, I want my dinner. This is not my dinner. I need my dinner.
It did take a couple of years, you know, to happen. But I think the trends around the food have changed completely now, and I think people are more enticed to come in now and share more than they are stuck with that main course. But there's still a few larger dishes on the menu for those people who don't want to share, you know.
Keep everybody happy,
Brendan, is the name
for
of the
granddad
game.
Okay,
yes,
so come here. I often think like that making tapas is best left to the experts, that it's kind of labor intensive to do at home, but you have some here that we could do at home. So the first recipe you've got is a really simple one, and people will have had this pan con tomate.
People would have had that all over Spain. If you go on your Hollybobs anywhere down the south of Spain or the north of Spain, you would have it. So you want a good quality sourdough, Brendan, and you can pick that up from any good bakery in your little village or your town. And you want some good quality olive oil, 4 to 6 plum tomatoes, and some good quality sea salt. And basically, you slice the bread nice and thick, the sourdough, preheat your grill, drizzle the bread in a little bit of olive oil, cut your tomatoes in half. And then the only tricky part is grating the tomatoes on a box grater so that you don't lose the fingertips is the main thing you want to be doing there.
Okay, right, you're grating them. Yeah,
you're grating them. But if you don't feel comfortable with the grating, Brendan, you can chop them and you can just season them up with the olive oil and the sea salt and plenty of black pepper on them as well, you know?
Okay, that's simple. Anyone can do that. Okay.
Anybody can do that. And Brendan, also, like, if you want to add a little slice of meat or for brunch, you could put a little fried egg on top of it as well. So it's quite versatile.
Perfect. If a fried egg on top of anything, basically, really works, doesn't it?
It's always a winner, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, potato tortilla.
Potato tortilla is a little bit more trickier for the home cook, as we call them.
Yeah.
So you want to get maybe like, to serve about 4 to 6 people, you want about 500 grams of kind of a waxy potato, Brendan. Not too floury of a spud, as they say. You want a little bit of olive oil, a medium onion sliced up, and about 5 eggs beaten, plenty of salt and pepper again. So basically what you want to do is you want to cut the potatoes in half and then slice them up maybe 3/4 to an inch in thickness. And you want to fry them off in the olive oil nice and slowly. And when you have them done, you can take them out and then you fry off your onions separately as well. And you keep both of them separate then. Then you whisk up your eggs, put everything back in together, right? And then you put them back into the frying pan again on a medium heat. And that's the tricky part because it's kind of like an omelette. And you want to swirl that pan slowly around in a circular motion until you get a nice crust on the end of the omelette. And by checking that, you can check it with a spatula around the edges.
Okay.
And then you got to flip it, Brendan. That's the tricky part. So you're going to put a plate over the top of your frying pan, and you're best to do it over a sink in case you spill any egg. And then as you turn both of them over together, the cooked side of the omelette should be showing up, and then you slide the raw part back onto the frying pan and continue to cook that again.
Okay.
And then maybe another 10 minutes or so. And you can serve that cold, or you can eat it warm, or whatever way you want to do it. A little salad on the side or something like that would be lovely as well.
Okay, gorgeous. Okay,
yeah.
Prawn pilpil is your next recipe. And this is a kind of a tapas classic as well, isn't it?
It is a classic tapas. And pilpil originally comes from the north of Spain again, Brendan. And it would have traditionally been done with salt cod. So traditional recipe would be, the pilpil would actually be white because the protein from the cod, the salt cod, would emulsify with the olive oil.
Okay.
But that's a little bit trickier. So we won't go down that route. So you want to get to add 300 to 400 grams of prawns, and you want a good quality olive oil again. And if you have a good oven dish or a terracotta dish, pop that into the oven. Preheat your oven to 200, 220 degrees. Warm your olive oil up in the terracotta dish for maybe 10, 15 minutes, take it out, add in your sliced garlic, add in your prawns, and then just rebake it again in the oven for about another 10, 15 minutes.
And that's it?
And that's it, Brendan. Nice and simple. There's
a nice
nothing
crusty bread with that for the dipping.
You want
to
go back
else,
again
yeah.
now. Yeah, back to the sourdough again. And then you can mop up all the olive oil and the garlic. And you want a little bit of bird's eye chili in there as well for a bit of heat. But if you're worried about having it too hot, just put a normal little fresh red chili into it or something like that, Brendan.
And
keep it simple.
Is the rule roughly, Nicky, that if the olive oil is part of the dish, like, and you're eating it, use the good olive oil. Like, if you're just using it for cooking, you can use any olive oil, yeah?
You want a good quality olive oil. An extra virgin olive oil, a cold press if possible, because if you're dipping your bread into it, you don't want to be dipping your bread into a poor oil, Brendan.
Okay. Now, finally, my mouth is not watering here at the thought of chickpea stew. Stones in liquid, as I would call it, but you swear it's good, yeah.
You, Brendan, that's because you never had them cooked properly.
Okay.
Now, if you, do you like,
I've only I've only had it in Spain. I obviously need to go to Dingle.
So again, you want plenty of good olive oil again, Brendan. You want a small red pepper, a couple of onions, a few cloves of garlic, and very important, is a tablespoon of good cumin seeds. Plenty of black pepper again. And you want to warm up your olive oil, and then you want to put in your diced red pepper, your diced onion, your grated garlic or chopped with the cumin seeds, and cook those in the pan for about 8 to 10 minutes. And if you add a little splash of water every now and then, Brenda, that will stop the onions and the veg from burning on you. And then if you need a good quality tomato sauce, jarred or tinned, and you want about 400 grams of tinned chickpeas. You could use fresh, but if you use fresh dried chickpeas, you want to soak them overnight, Brendan. That's the thing.
But tin is fine, yeah.
Tin is fine. There's some great quality chickpeas in any of the supermarkets now. So once you have all that veg sweated off for the 10, 15 minutes, add in your tomato sauce, add in your chickpeas and a little bit of sugar, because sometimes the tomato sauce can be a bit sour, you know, and that's just to sweeten it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Put those back on the heat, Brendan. Bring them up, maybe up to the boil for a couple of minutes and then let it simmer. Or even put it into a slow cooker if you want and let them just stew away there for the afternoon. There's no stress with them. No panic with
them. Okay. And listen, no more than a fried egg. I presume you could add chorizo to practically any of those and lamp it up to the next level, yeah?
Absolutely. Like a lot of those now would be plant-based, you know, for the vegan or for a vegetarian.
Okay, yeah.
You could put a little piece of grilled hake or a bit of pollock over the top of it as well, a bit of black pudding, chorizo, even a bit of pulled ham or something into them.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
Nicky, you have a new venture as well, the fish factory at Wave in Dingle. It's Asian fusion. You're very ambitious, aren't you?
No, it's not. Since Sullis is after doing so well, we might as well try our hand at a different cuisine.
All right.
We move away from
Sullis. Sorry, I was giving it the full Sullis. Sullis, right. Okay. Nicky Foley in Dingle, thank you so much, and we'll put all those recipes up on the website now. By the way, are you marrying your business partner as well soon?
Brendan, the ink won't be dry on the marriage cert before the divorce papers come through. We talk about that.
Okay, yeah, just don't. No, I would say don't serve her up the chickpea stew. I know you love it, like, but you know, maybe not everyone. Nicky, thanks a million.
God bless, Brendan.
All
take
right,
care.
See
bye.
Ya.
Bye, 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 bye.
Okay,
bye.
That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.